Action item number four, discussion and possible action on surplus personal property, John Hawes.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This, of course, is our most popular item that we have at our meetings, surplus property item. We did not have this agenda item last meeting, so we have a sort of somewhat lengthy listing of surplus property items. Again, required under statute, the board is required, when we have property that is no longer needed by the authority that has value, that we believe to have value, in some cases very minimal value, but nevertheless some value, that we're required to get board approval to declare it surplus and then therefore dispose of it. And so you received in your materials the listing of the property that we have, and it extends from, and we'll see it in a minute because I'll read through. It's a fairly lengthy, another fairly lengthy resolution here because there's a lot of property, but everything from a trailer in Central Basin to various computer equipment to some buoys at Lake Granbury to various pieces of equipment at Possum Kingdom Lake that we're trying to clean out and no longer need and get rid of. In technical services, we actually have some CPR mannequins that we have since replaced that we use for safety training and stuff that we no longer need. Another safety item, self-contained breathing apparatus. And then in Temple Belton, we have some metal, significant metal, 5,000 pounds of metal parts and stuff off of some of the equipment there, some roof flashing and materials there. We have a copier. And then in our Central Basin area, we have a fair amount of environmental lab equipment that's listed, a lot of pieces of equipment that have been replaced or are obsolete at this point. In most cases, have been replaced. Central office, the same thing. Some other lab equipment. There are SWATs, where your laboratory operations. We have some lab equipment there. And then the final section is our vehicles. Again, once a year, we replace in our budget process. We have a replacement. Again, we have approximately 110 vehicles total in the facility that we use. Primarily, they're trucks that we use for operational purposes and stuff. And of course, there's a replacement of those vehicles. We replace usually 10 to 12 of them a year on an annual basis. And this is the vehicles that would be recommended to be surplused and sold. And we do that in an auction, by the way. We have an auctioneer that does the city of Waco's and stuff, and we get onto that auction site and have had good success. And we feel like in getting, the maximum value for the surplus vehicles. Anyway, that's a summary of it. I'll be happy to answer, and you can, I'm gonna read all those in detail here in just a second.
John,
if you all agree, yes.
Like that computer equipment, does that normally sell?
In some cases it might, but in some cases it ends up being donated to either schools or actually even the prison system or things like that.
Are we recycled?
Yes.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Good.
Yes, sir. We'll find the best use, but it will not. It's one of the areas that will bring very, very little.
I understand, but I just want to make sure.
Yes,
you can go
yes, but there is some value in it.
Depends. That it went to recycling.
It gets recycled, yes, sir.
Hey, John.
And we've removed all of the data. I mean, there's no data. There's nothing confidential or data or anything like that. So that
under
no
Possum
concern.
Kingdom, is that really a Southwestern Bell bag cell phone? I mean, maybe that should go to the Smithsonian.
That could be. There's some things of. There could be that we
That's
think
more
about
of a
it.
Comment.
No,
I understand. I'm sorry.
I understand. There's some items that we continually are cleaning out and finding that trying to get rid of.
Must.
Just for the for information, Director Borland, we do audio minutes, so we have to do everything. So this is somewhat of a running joke, and we just enjoy John Hawes talking a lot. So
oh yeah.
So John, if you would please read the resolution.
Absolutely. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to dispose of the following surplus personal property under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority. Property, Central Basin, description, 1975 20-foot gooseneck trailer, VIN number TR-135-644. Reason for disposal, replaced in 2010 with a 20-foot trailer. Computer equipment. Various locations, description, 31 CPUs, 5 projectors, 16 computer monitors, 6 KVM switches, 11 printers, 13 laptops, 3 keyboards, and 8 miscellaneous items. Reason for disposal, obsolete and has been replaced. Lake Granbury, description, buoys and buoy parts, approximately 5,850 pounds of stainless steel. Reason for disposal, replaced with a centerline buoy system in 2010. Possum Kingdom, description, 8 Whalen light bars, miscellaneous red and blue lens, assorted wires for old hands-free car kits, two-stroke oil tank, Southwestern Bell bag cell phone, Nokia hands-free mounts and wires, Xerox printer copies. Reason for disposal, obsolete or has been replaced. Technical services, safety and training. Description, 4 Laradell CPR mannequins with bags. Reason for disposal, replaced in December 2010. Description, 18 self-contained breathing apparatus, SCBAs. Reason for disposal, replaced December 2010. Temple Belton wastewater treatment plant. Description, scarab metal parts, approximately 5,000 pounds steel. Reason for disposal, worn out and replaced. Description, copper roof flashing and miscellaneous roofing materials. Reason for disposal, roof was replaced and new flashing installed. Description, Canon copier, model GP2005, serial number 10367995. Reason for disposal, replaced with Kyocera all-in-one copier. Environmental lab equipment, various locations. Central Basin, description, 1 VWR Symphony epoxy pH electrode with filling solution, 1 HAC calcium electrode, 1 HAC 1 system dispenser, 2 HAC COD reactors, 2 electromantle heating mantles, 1 electromantle insert, 1 Barnstead 2200 large hot plate, must be hardwired, 1 OHAS triple beam balance, 5 stainless steel filter funnels, 1 autoclave NAPCO model number 8000 DSE, 4 precision RH1 heaters, 1 HAC Zenosep starter kit with extra box of A1 pans. Reason for disposal, obsolete and or useful life expired. Environmental lab equipment continued. Central office, in the central office description, 1 autoclave NAPCO model 8000 DSE, 1 BioAir Instruments chemical vent hood model number SafeHood 120, 1 Fisher Scientific IsoTemp 500 series. Reason for disposal, no longer useful and or replaced. SWATS facility. Description, 1 Severn Trent capital controls, 1 Fisher Porter titrator, 1 HAC pH meter, 1 HAC COD reactor, 1 HAC AutoCAT 9000, 1 HAC DR700 color meter, 1 HAC radio turbine meter, 1 HAC TIM 865 Titrolab, 1 Barnstead E-Pure water distiller, 1 HAC DR3000 spectrophotometer, and 1 Sergeant Welch balance. Regions for disposal, no longer useful and or replaced. Vehicles, central office pool. Description, a 1990 Ford Crown Victoria, vehicle number 5069, 100,305 miles. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, replaced with a 2001 Ford Expedition. East Williamson County water treatment plant. Description, 2001 Ford F-150, vehicle number 2099, 138,235 miles. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, replaced with the 2011 Ford F-150 Supercab. Vehicles continued. Lake Granbury, description, 2004 Ford Expedition, vehicle number 2350, 128,173 miles. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, replaced with the 2011 Ford Expedition. Possum Kingdom, description, 1995 Ford F-250 diesel, vehicle 2245, 146,053 miles. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, replaced with the 2011 Ford F-150 Supercab. Description, 1999 Ford F-250 diesel, vehicle number 8692, 134,583 miles. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, replaced with 2011 Chevrolet 2500 HD. Description, 2001 Ford Expedition, vehicle number 1650, 135,282 miles. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, replaced with the 2011 Ford F-150 Super Crew cab. Description, 2003 Ford F-250 diesel, vehicle number 7955, 161,212 miles. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, replaced with the 2011 Chevrolet 2500 Super Cab. Description, 2004 Chevrolet 1500, vehicle 4637, 130,484 miles. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, replaced with the 2011 Ford F-150 Super Cab. Sandy Creek, Description, 2001 Ford F-150, vehicle number 2653, 118,877 miles. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost-effective, replaced with the 2011 Ford F-150 Super Cab. Technical services and construction department. Description, 2004 Chevrolet 1500, vehicle 4637, 130,484 miles. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost-effective, replaced with the 2011 Ford F-150 Super Cab. Miscellaneous items, description, vehicle console with a siren box, two vehicle consoles, three siren boxes, GE radio with a siren head, Ericsson radio siren head with speaker, two GE base radios, flashlight, AGE voice guard radios, Federal Signal Corp siren box, Tactech radio, Lawrence sonar. Reason for disposal, obsolete and or replaced.
Thank you, John. You've heard of reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
Yes.
So moved.
Moved by Mike Bell, second by Christian. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluet?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borton?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Great. Thank you.